And in particular, I think it struck me when prayer was being spoken about in the Lord's Prayer, and that shift in perspective on what prayer is. I thought that was a good example, you know, when we realize that prayer is really about salvation, or putting what is of the Lord, or holding what is of the Lord in front of us. It's a practice that enables our thoughts to be lifted out of the mire of those lower things. Not in a form of escape, but in a form of looking to the Lord to provide the strength to enable us to endure, you know. So the whole garden, the prayer in the garden is a classic example of that, you know, that not my will, but thine will be done, you know. So that is the general, that is the prayerful attitude. And that's a very different kind of prayerful state to that which is asking for things as if we know what we really need, right? So it's kind of like there's a humility in giving oneself over to a process. And of course there's a trust in it as well, which only can be entered into through working with truths, so that level of trust can be built up, so that when whatever it is that assails us comes, there is a turning to the Lord, not to deliver us in the sense of take the issues away, but Lord, let's get through this so that what you're seeking to build up can be built up, and good can come from it.